America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
We'll get back to Marshawn Lattimore here in a moment. Denton says there's some buzz out there, Lattimore to Washington potentially before the trade deadline. We talked about him last hour. This would be, from a player standpoint, a home run. You just have to make sure he's healthy because he's had injuries in recent years, and he's been injured this year. He's had some hamstring injuries this year. So Dan Quinn held his Monday presser yesterday, and there was a question, I think, from Sam Fortier asking him about sort of the issues with run defense. Here's what he said.
And what did you see from the run defense on tape, and how can you guys improve in that area?
Yeah, I thought, number one, I thought the quarterback runs of him being able to circle the defense, Sam, was a big deal. And one of them may have been a 24 yards or significant explosive run. And then past that, I thought, I didn't feel like the tackling was off base, but the explosive ones are the ones that can really change the course of the game. And we had one against Chicago, and then the explosive run from yesterday. And you don't get to say, except for this and this, you know, it was on point. So I think more than anything, you know, making sure whatever the look is, whatever the run is, that you're able to nail that piece down. And so that's where I thought, you know, we missed the mark in this game.
Yeah, so this is, you know, I love Dan Quinn. I mean, I truly have really enjoyed, since the season began, listening to him talk ball, and he does it with the beat reporters multiple times a week. I think there is a lot of learning. I think there's also a lot held back, which I also appreciate. I think that answer, you know, is an answer that implies that if not for, you know, the big Daniel Jones read option keeper on their second drive for 24 yards, that they were actually pretty good against the run. And that's not true. That, you know, a week ago, if not for DeAndre Swift's 56-yard run, we were really good against the run. That's closer to truth, but not completely true. The bottom line against the Giants is, in the first half, they gave up 142 yards on 21 carries, 6.8 yards per carry. And the 24-yard run was the biggest run of the half. But they also gave up six runs of 10 yards or more. They gave up two 10-yard runs. They gave up two 11-yard runs. They gave up a 12-yard run, and they gave up a 15-yard run. They also, in the game, gave up two 6-yard runs and three 5-yard runs. They were horrendous against the run against the Giants. There's no other way to describe it. They could not stop the Giants from running the football in the first half. And then the Giants adjusted and said, they're going to try to sell out to stop the run, so we'll throw over the top and we'll throw the football. And even with pressure, Daniel Jones threw for 174 yards in the second half, and they did not get stopped. They drove the ball three times, three possessions in the second half, and they generated 17 points off of three possessions. Yes, there was a fourth down conversion that should not have been, but they were still moving the ball to get into that position. You know, so they got a an issue stopping the run. You know, you even go back to DeAndre Swift's 56-yard run in the fourth quarter. They gave up 200 yards in the fourth quarter last week against a Bears team that's not great offensively. But even when you take that one out, because they had 202 yards rushing, and yes, 40-something of it were from Caleb Williams scrambling, but they still rushed for 4.5 yards per carry, even if you take that one carry out. You take the one Daniel Jones carry out, and they still rush for 4.7 yards per carry. They've got a run-stopping problem, period. You know, I agree with him. Tackling isn't really the issue. Hustle certainly isn't the issue. This is a team that is playing with full, you know, 100% relentless motor. Love that about them. And I think, by the way, it's masking even more issues that they may have defensively in terms of personnel. But that 24-yard run, yeah, no, they still, you know, they still rush for, you know, in the first half, you take the 24-yard run out, still 118 yards on 20 carries. You know, that's, we're talking about, you know, almost 6 yards a carry, even without that 24-yard run. You give up seven total rushing plays of 10 yards or more in a half, you got a problem. You can take the 24-yard one out all you want. You still gave up six others of what people refer to as an explosive run, 10 yards or more. And then you gave up a bunch of 6-yarders and 5-yarders and lots of 4-yarders too. You know, good run-stopping teams are not giving up, you know, 5.5 yards per carry. And that's what the Giants averaged. You know, Chicago the week before, you know, you don't give up 200 yards in a quarter or in, you know, basically 15 minutes and 43 seconds, because that's when Swift ripped off his run at the end of the third quarter. They're not a good defense. They're not. You know, DVOA-wise, defensively, their rank right now defensively is 26th in the league. They are the 30th ranked rush defense in terms of yards per carry, the 29th ranked rush defense overall. I think that they're not a bad tackling team. I think they've actually generated some decent pass rush pressure, especially in the last 4 or 5 games. I think they play hard. I think they hustle. I think they've got some players that are impressive. But for whatever reason, it's not working against the teams that are more capable. And I wouldn't say the Giants are a super capable offensive team, but they certainly ran the ball the week before against Pittsburgh, and that's a tough team to run the ball against. You know, they've faced, right, in Tracy and Singletary, in, to a certain extent, Swift, Chuba Hubbard, obviously the Baltimore rushing attack. They face some teams that can run the football a little bit, and part of it is the other team's good too, doing what they're trying to do. You know, they get paid as well. But this is not a, you know, a one play. If we can just cut out the one big explosive each week, we're really good. No, they're not. They're not a good run-stopping team right now. They must improve, because their next 2 games are against teams that are going to try to run the football. You know, Pittsburgh against the Giants in their last game, Najee Harris went for 6 yards a carry. Jaylen Warren went for 5.5 yards per carry. They rushed for 167 against the Giants, and that was without the quarterback being involved. When they beat the Jets on, what was that, Sunday Night Football? Najee Harris, 5 yards a carry. Rushed for 150 yards against the Jets. The week before that, they went out to Vegas and they routed the Raiders. And in that game, Najee Harris rushed for 7.5 yards per carry, 183 yards rushing. Jesus, I didn't even realize Najee Harris is having a season. He's gone in his last 3 games, 14 for 106, 21 for 102, 19 for 114. You don't think they're relying on Harris, who, by the way, is one relentless physical running back? So you got a big test Sunday, and then a bigger test against the Eagles, because what really did hurt them a little bit on Sunday was a dual-threat quarterback approach. You don't get that with Russell Wilson as much as you used to, but maybe they'll put it in a little bit more Sunday, knowing that Washington's vulnerable to that. You know, I mean, they, Washington's played at this point two true dual threat quarterbacks, right? Daniel Jones and Lamar Jackson. Am I forgetting somebody? I don't think so. And they have been run on in all three games to the tune of like 5 yards a carry or more. They're giving up for the season 5.3 yards per carry, I think it is. I looked this up yesterday. So defensively, in terms of their rush defense right now, they are 30th in yards per carry. All right. 31st in yards allowed per carry at 5.1. Only the Giants are worse. And in yards per game, they are 29th. DVOA-wise, rush defense, I'll look that up. It's really poor. They're just a bad rush defense team. And, you know, there was a time in the NFL where people would say, if you can't, they're 26th rush defense DVOA. There was a time where people said, if you can't run the football and you can't stop the run, you can't go far in the postseason. I think football's different now. I do. I think there is more margin for error when you are great offensively, which Washington is, especially at the most important position on the field, quarterback. You know, you can afford, as they did in Cincinnati and even against the Giants twice, to not get off the field a whole hell of a lot but still win games. You can do that, but you're playing with fire when you got to win three to get to the Super Bowl if you can't stop the run. And by the way, the Lions can run the football. The 49ers can run the football. The Packers can run the football. The Eagles can run the football. Minnesota can run the football. Who else am I, you know, Atlanta can run the football. Everybody in the NFC that looks like they're going to be in the postseason can run the football. And so you can outscore those teams. You can do it because they've already proven that. But can you do it for three straight games? I don't know. The way to beat Washington, it's really simple. Run the football, possess the football, and keep number five on the sidelines. And there are teams out there that can do that. So you're going to have to get two, three key plays defensively to beat a really good team. At least three times in a row. All right, Marshawn Lattimore, trade deadline. We'll finish it up with what we started with. We'll give you a chance, especially all of those that we didn't get to. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Will they make a trade by 4 p.m. today? Should they make a trade by 4 p.m. today? And if so, for whom or to whom? Who would they be giving up? We'll take your calls on that next and talk a little bit about Marshawn Lattimore.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
more in more detail. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.